After a raucous convention in Sacramento this weekend, liberals calling themselves Bernie-crats are still challenging Eric Bauman's election as the next party chairman. He won by just 62 votes out of 3,000. Bauman has been Los Angeles County chair, and here's how he sees the differences between party factions.
We had an infusion of at least 700, 750 new delegates who all were supporters of Bernie Sanders. They're looking for a candidate that, you know, speaks in their language. I'm much more of a traditionalist, so I don't speak in their language. I understand, and I said from the very beginning, in this race, I kind of am the Hillary Clinton of the race.
Hillary Clinton? Here's Bernie-crat leader, Bay Area activist Kimberly Ellis.
What has worked before in the past will not work again going forward, and we as Democrats have to be able to buck up, understand that, and not be afraid to have those conversations to move our party forward.
The next party chair will follow John Burton, who has chalked up more than 50 years as a Democratic assemblyman, congressman, and senator from San Francisco. He's retiring as party chair after 8 years in that office at age 84. Welcome aboard.
Yeah, there's 84. I was going to correct you.
Well, I had it right. I wrote it down. So here we have the challenger saying that what worked in the past is not going to work again. Does the party really need a chairman who calls himself the Hillary Clinton?
I mean, I can't even answer that. But I mean,
why not?
What worked? I don't know. I mean, I don't call myself anything but me. So, you know, the proof of the pudding will be in the eating. But we had the most liberal, and I don't stay away from the term progressive because that goes back to Hiram Johnson. We had the most liberal Democratic Party in the country. We had the most successful Democratic Party in the country, winning congressional seats, getting, you know, super majorities in both houses. And I don't see anything wrong with what we did. And every stand we took was a liberal stand. I mean, as you know, going back to when we were kids, I've always been a left liberal guy, and that's what I am. And I think that the Bernie people, the new ones that are coming in, I think that they will end up being a good force within the party. And it was a very close election, closer than anybody would have dreamed. And I think it's Kimberly's credit, because they weren't all new Bernie people. They were a lot of people that have been in the party for a long time and are, quote, liberal activists.
Well, some of them are very young, and they're claiming that during the convention, they felt that they were disrespected because of their youth and that they weren't taken seriously. And there's some concern.
Which convention, the national or ours?
No, the convention this weekend in Sacramento.
Well, they were about as respected as you could be. I mean, they were marching in, chanting, interrupting people, saying, or the health, universal health care, you know, like that's literally a novel, you know, novel approach. I mean, when I first ran for the party chair job and all through, I would meet with the so-called progressives and say, you want to do a true and false multiple choice test, you come out to the left of me, you could have the goddamn job. So I don't think they were disrespected. I think some people were very disrespectful of others because they kept chanting, they were protesting the party that supported the universal health care program because they felt they were shut out more in the national. They all got a hearing. They all got to do what they wanted to do. And occasionally they were told to shut the F up. But that's because they were disrupting things. But, I mean, I think it's fine with them. And I hope they stay in. And I hope they, which I think Kimberly, she was very good. She wasn't, you know, calling sour grapes, and all she wanted was to be able to go to her supporters and say that the election was on the up and up, which I believe it was. It was according to the party rules. For Kimberly to be able to come this close to somebody that's been around as long as Eric is just a tribute, not just to her, but to all her supporters.
But if they're unhappy, if these young people are unhappy,
are you
liable to see in the Democratic Party a sort of Tea Party situation where the party becomes divided and because it's divided begins to lose? After all, Democratic registration, despite all you said about the extraordinary power that the party has now with all the elected offices in the state practically, registration hasn't gone up, but registration of independents is way up, and particularly young people. So
Well, they think everybody's full of shit.
Well, are they right?
Well,
that's what you thought at one point.
Well, I never thought that. I thought some old fogies might have been, but I didn't think the party was full of shit. You were there in the days of the Young Democrats, in the days of the California Democratic Council.
Well, weren't you guys accused? You were accused of socialism at that point.
Well, sure, I still am. See, I grew up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, with two socialist mayors. Never kind of scared me. And I understand where the new people and the young people are coming from, and God bless them. But, you know, years ago, somebody wrote a column, Nixon, Kennedy doesn't make a difference. And I think it kind of did. But now, you know, Hillary, Trump, does it make a difference? Made a big difference. Was Hillary a flawed candidate? Yeah, she was. Did I disagree with her on a lot of issues? Yes, I did. Do I disagree with Donald Trump on more? Yes, I do.
So is that the issue then, that you can't be too far in one direction or another? You have to make a compromise between what's great and what's not so great?
Well, it depends. Not if you're a political party. When I was the leader of the Senate, and I had good numbers, a good strong caucus behind me. But, you know, I never said to somebody, walk off the cliff because you have to abolish capital punishment, you know, like I was for. So, but you know, we got stuff done. In the name of the game for me, it's Democrats. You help as many people as you can, as much as you can, and just do the best you can. And you can always hope for the greatest thing, but you're never, you know, you're never going to get it.
So you're saying that you have to compromise. Doesn't the party need somebody with a big vision?
Warren, you're saying that. I'm saying as a legislative leader, sometime I had to cut a deal because I didn't have the two-thirds votes. You do not have to compromise as a political party on your positions of conscience.
What do you see for the future?
The future is promised to no one. We'll just have to see what happens.
We're going to leave it at that. I've been talking with John Burton, the former state Democratic Party chair, after 8 years in office and 50 years as a Democrat in California. I'm Armin Alney, and this is All in L.A.